Now he goes, and Mulder hits one to deep right center field. At the wall. Home run, Mark Mulder. What a day for the Cardinal lefty. It's 6-2. With a base
truck. Well, the American Century Championship's best ever field gets the spotlight in July. Kevin Millar, Roger Clemens, John Smoltz, Joe Theismann, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, Charles Barkley.
That's Charles.
The lineup.
Look at the swing on Charles.
It's gotten better, I think. He's made some adjustments.
You think so?
He's got less of a glitch.
Probably not. Yeah. Mark Mulder, former Cardinal, also in the American Century Championship. The battle for the 2021 title is slated to include standout golfers like two-time champion Tony Romo and three-time champion Mark Mulder, who now joins us right now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. I imagine you've been practicing.
I have been. a lot of father-son golf. My 13-year-old is obsessed with golf now, so it's a little too much with the kids, I guess you could say, but I'm getting plenty in trying to get ready for the tournament.
So, look, during the pandemic, I would have to assume that you were at least chipping around and putting in the backyard. Did your short game improve during some downtime?
It unfortunately did not. You know how sometimes when women have girls, you'll hear them jokingly say, oh, she stole my beauty. My son stole my short game.
Can you bring him to the tournament?
I wish I could. I could probably have him come and caddy for me, but that's probably about it.
Man, it is crazy. By the way, that must be fun for you, right? To be able to share that with your son. Obviously, you grew up playing baseball your whole life, but I know the passion that you have for golf and how great you are with it. That's got to be a lot of fun to share that with your son.
It is. It's a lot of fun times. It's a lot of hours. When I say he's obsessed, I mean he's obsessed. He's starting to play in a bunch of the U.S. kids tournaments. Things like that. We're up in Flagstaff right now. We spend about 5 weeks here before we head to Tahoe, just because it has kind of the same elevation since I live in Scottsdale and, it's 7,000 feet. So the ball goes a long way up here, and he's now beaten me 4 or 5 times, I think. Hasn't beaten me up here lately, but he's mid 70s. From about 6,200 yards now, so he's getting pretty good, man.
Mark, reading these names off and looking at this, obviously it seems like a great time to just play in the event and to have fun on the golf course. But as I look at the personalities, I'm like, how awesome is the 19th hole and all the story time going on there?
Yeah, well, it's great. I mean, I jokingly say this, my oldest kind of believes that him and Justin Timberlake are boys now. he gets to see him in the tent afterwards, before and after, for breakfast or lunch, whenever we're in there. Same thing with Steph Curry. A couple of years ago, we kind of walked in, and Timberlake and some of his friends were in there, and my son just walks right past him and goes, "Hey, Justin," and just keeps on walking as if it's no big deal. And Justin just kind of kicks his head up and goes, "Oh, hey, dude." Kind of like, okay, I don't really remember you, but you must be somebody's kid, one of those. And we just started laughing. I mean, that's the reality, is all my kids have now been in this. I think this is my 10th or 11th year playing in this. And every year now, with Patrick Mahomes being there and Curry back and, Romo and Smoltz and all these guys. And, I think I've told you this story before, but Larry the Cable Guy. When the movie was out, Cars. I mean, all of a sudden, Larry, with my kids backs to Larry, Larry does starts doing Mater's voice. You've never seen three heads. My three kids, their heads snap around so fast. But that's their world, and that's what they think is somewhat normal, I guess, at this tournament.
That's crazy. And, I got to tell you, Mark, it does sound like your son and Justin Timberlake are boys after you told that story. It sounds like
it sounds like
legit.
Chip off the old block is what it sounds like.
Mark Mulder's joining us right now on the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. So with all these names, and I know you probably met a lot of these guys before, but was there a name at one point where you knew that athlete was going to be there and you're like, oh, man, I'm excited. Your inner boy kind of came out and you're like, I can't wait to meet this person.
Yeah, my first couple years playing in the tournament, I think Jordan played the first 2 years I was there. And I got to meet him in Scottsdale. He was out with Barkley once or twice and got to meet MJ just for a short amount of time. But this was really the the first time, you know, when we're all sitting around, that kind of stuff, without a ton of people coming up to him and things like that. And I know he doesn't really, he hasn't played in the tournament in probably 7 or 8 years because of that. It's just so crazy with the fans. I mean, the guy can't go anywhere, but getting to talk to him just a little bit, getting him to jokingly say some of my Oakland years, he's like, son, you made me a whole bunch of money in some of those games. You know, things like that. I mean, we'd all be hanging out at the casino. You know, they had a room kind of separate for us to kind of hang, and sitting there watching him gamble, playing blackjack with some insane amounts was kind of crazy. But, you know, yeah, he was probably the one guy that I wanted to meet the most, because growing up on the south side of Chicago, all those years of high school and grade school, those were all the championship years. So I was obsessed with the Bulls growing up and with him.
Now, we're going to get into all the baseball sticky situation, but I got one more golf one for you right now, because I'm sure you got something to say about all of that good stuff. Now you mentioned you've been doing this for like 10 years, playing on this tour, playing in these classics, and like these are on TV. I would suggest everybody that's listening right now, download the NBC Sports app. It'll start Friday, July 9th, being on TV, on NBC Sports, on Golf Network. What was that like, first time you playing golf on TV instead of baseball? And are guys asking you for pointers now? Like, dude, how do I handle this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's definitely first-year guys that are like, man, I can't control myself. I can't. And that's how I was the first year. I remember the first year I did it, and even the second year. The first round, I wasn't that nervous because I'd never really done anything like that before. So I went out. I'm in third place, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to win this thing. Round two, I went to tee that ball up, and my hand was shaking so bad. And, you know, the TV cameras come around, and all of a sudden it became real, you know, to where that first day, first round, you're like, oh, this is no big deal. But then all of a sudden stuff got real when you're on the leaderboard and the cameras become a little bigger, and I didn't know how to handle it. And it's just the more you do it, the more comfortable you get with it. So now, I mean, yeah, round one, day one, my hand is still shaking, but then the minute I get past the first shot, I kind of get into a little bit of a zone and into a little bit more, being a little more comfortable out there. So every year gets a little better, but, you know, there's still that nerves each and every time. And I'm still more nervous for this golf tournament, playing in front of these people, playing on the TV, than I ever was for any baseball game. And because you have so much confidence in baseball that you've done it your whole life. It's what you're good at. It was no big deal compared to this golf stuff.
We're talking to Mark Mulder. He's going to be playing in the American Century Championship, so you can watch it on NBC Sports Network, on the Golf Channel as well. So when you are teeing off, are you using on your driver, is it Spider Tack or is it Pelican Grip? What do you go with? What are we doing right now in baseball, dude?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It is such a bad look. That Scherzer stuff that I saw, was it yesterday or the day before? I probably would have reacted the same way. I would have wanted to have taken my jersey off, take my pants off. Here, have it. You know, throw it at Joe Girardi. you know, it's such a joke the way Manfred's handled this. I mean, he's kind of become MLB's almost gotten embarrassing, to be honest with you, with the way things are going. It's just a bad look for the game. It's, you know, the hitters can use it. Hitters can use it, all the sticky stuff. I was never one personally who never used. I never used anything. I never used the bullfrog. I never used the pine tar rags or whatever you want to say it. It just didn't work for me. I'd rather just lick my fingers. I'd rather wipe sweat on the back of my neck, on my arm. Whatever it was enough for me. Those balls, when they get thrown to you, a brand new one from the umpire, they are incredibly dusty. I wouldn't necessarily say slick. Sometimes that depended on the temperature, but it was more the dirt had dried, the mud that they had rubbed on it. I would have rather preferred you throw me a brand new white ball. To me, that would have been much more preferred than having the dry dirt, you know, just on that baseball that kind of happens over time when they sit after they've been rubbed up. So it's just the way these guys are throwing now. Obviously the numbers, the analytics, the spin rate was all before. That all came after my time. So I don't know what numbers I would have had or whether or not any sticky stuff would have helped me or anything like that. So I can't really give an answer on that. I just think with the stuff these guys have, I mean, yes, maybe this sticky stuff is helping them, but it's the velocity. They all throw so hard, and you don't want to see guys get hurt. You don't want to see balls get away from guys, because to be fair, I don't feel most of the pitchers today have the command that guys have had in 40, 50, 20 years ago, because they all throw so hard. So that's the scary part of not being able to control the baseball, I suppose.
Everybody throws so hard, and guys now, Mark, as you know, kind of get rushed to the big leagues. Like, don't have as much time to actually develop as a pitcher, kind of figure out who they are and how to do things. And I just wonder, like, looking at it right now, and you mentioned how bad of a look it is. I can't imagine the rest of the season looking like this, where our pitchers are just getting, it's TSA security after every single inning. Like, it's a horrible, horrible look. But I also can't imagine the game shifting so much even from this where it looks like it did before. When you talk about the future of the game and the product of it, and we know that there's a CBA this offseason, how concerned are you right now being a former All-Star, love the game of baseball, about the game's future?
Gosh, I am concerned, and I guess I'm concerned because just speaking personally, I don't watch the game anymore. And maybe it's because I'm somewhat busy. I don't ever turn on baseball. And it makes me sad to say that, I guess you could say. I know a lot of my friends. They don't watch it either. So, you know, what direction is this game going? It's kind of scary to me because now, you know, they're using COVID. They're using whatever to do seven inning doubleheaders. Are they going to get rid of the DH? Are they going to get rid of the pitchers hitting here soon and go with an all DH? I'm not saying I'm for it or against it. I love to hit. But yeah, it's like all of a sudden in these last handful of years, it's like the game is changing to accommodate the few, to make the small little loud crowd happy. I don't know. It is kind of scary, man. I'm not going to say I'm not a little concerned for this game. I'm concerned about how much of a backbone today's players have when it comes to a new CBA. How much are they going to give in? Tony Clark's leadership, I think that's been questioned in recent years. There's a lot of things that the owner's side have taken advantage of the players recently, and the players have just kind of caved to it all, the Players Association, that is.
Mark, you may not have this answer, but it's interesting to listen to you talk about how you don't watch the game. And you did admit you have kids, you know you get busy. What would bring you back to the game?
I don't know if I have an answer for that. It's now I think the certain things that turn me off the most to not want to watch it is there's one pitch up and in. And both teams are warned. Everybody's feelings are hurt. Everybody's offended. That's the kind of crazy stuff to me that's hard to understand. Because without being able to pitch inside as a pitcher, you will not have success. So maybe these guys all think I throw 100, I'll just paint away and up in the zone, I'll have success. But you watch DeGrom pitch. There's a reason I feel he's so much better than whoever you want to consider number two in the game that it's not even funny. The times I do see him pitch, the way he commands the ball in and out, up and down. Now, yes, he has ridiculous stuff, but there's a lot of other guys that have similar stuff who can't do what he does. I don't have an answer for you of what would get me back into it. I suppose maybe if my kids wanted to start watching it more, maybe that would help, but they don't really find it interesting. So that I think is more concerning. I know a lot of my friends' kids who all play baseball don't really watch the game. And us as dads who help out, like I help coach, I don't run the team. I just show up to practices and help out with everything I can. You know, you talk to these kids at practice, these kids that are 8 or 12, 13 years old that I'm dealing with, and none of them really watch the game. And that's also where I learned the game. Instead of having my coaches teach me, I learned it more on TV, watching games as a kid. So you know, when you start to lose the younger audience, that's probably more concerning. And I don't know why. I don't really have an answer. Maybe it's just because there's more things. There's so many more things for them to watch instantly on phones or iPads or computers that they're not going to a TV to necessarily watch games.
Yeah, and the games are long, too. They're 3+ hours, right? A lot to dedicate. Either way, we need it back. I'm with you, man. I watched baseball growing up as a kid. I would learn a lot of stuff. We need them back. Baseball needs some help. But you know what? In the meantime, I guess people could check out some golf and watch you. Because next time, Mark, we talk to you, I want to be talking about the 4-time champion instead of the 3-time. You know what I'm saying? So get your son's short game.
I know. I got to find a way to get that thing back. Fish won it last year. Romo the last couple years. So I'm on a little bit of a drought. But right now the game is very good right now. I just need to keep it for a couple more weeks until round one and finish off with the next two rounds.
Yeah, Romo's a hack. We all know it. You've got this, dude.
Guy plays in Skechers.
We're pulling for you. I'm excited to watch you again, my man. We appreciate your time today.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.